The future of Helio Solar Works appeared bright in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley. The factory began making solar panels in 2011 and hoped this year to move from two shifts to three. Those plans perished in September when the company filed for receivership, swallowed up by debt. We visit the River West neighborhood where 17 households made a group buy from Helios. Eight new solar panels gleam atop Steve Jerby's garage.
What we've got up here is 2 kilowatts, which is about, will generate a third of our usage.
We Energies connected the panels to the grid, creating a miniature power plant behind Jerby's house on Booth Street. The same is happening at 16 other homes in River West. Its residents wholeheartedly jumped into the city's Milwaukee Shines program. Jerby says it pulls together tax incentives and rebates and bought local panels from Helios.
We're trying to build a stronger community. And so they're a local business. And so we wanted to, I feel good about supporting their work.
Even though he has lost their 25-year warranty, Jerby remains unwavering.
For our family, there's a huge social investment in this. We want to be using solar for the sake of our children. We ain't looking to lose our investment on this, clearly. But, at this point, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Electrician Nick Mathis installed Jerby's solar system and the others in River West. Mathis says rigging up locally produced panels gave him a warm, fuzzy feeling, but there are other places to turn.
You can source all of your products for the whole system from the U.S. rather easily, and so there are still some really good quality U.S.-owned and U.S.-manufactured solar panels, solar modules out there.
Mathis says prices for installing a system are half that of 5 years ago, so industry momentum should continue. The Bayview resident felt the stars aligned when this job just across town landed at his feet. His crew's next assignment won't be so close to home.
We're going to be doing a bit more traveling out Iowa and Minnesota, and they've got a little more hospitable climate for renewables right now than Wisconsin does.
That's putting it mildly, according to Michael Vickerman. He's policy director for the group Renew Wisconsin. It pushes renewable energy.
In just about every state you can name, the solar installations are rising, in some cases very rapidly.
Vickerman says right now, Wisconsin and Minnesota stand shoulder to shoulder in the amount of solar on the grid. But he says Minnesota just passed a solar-friendly law that should dramatically tip the balance in its favor.
By the end of 2020, the installed capacity should increase by a multiple of 30.
That's a 30-fold increase in Minnesota, Vickerman says, versus a meager doubling in Wisconsin. He says one factor at play here is the Public Service Commission just announced its decision to suspend focus on energy for residential systems for the remainder of 2013. The program offers incentives to homeowners who install renewable energy, such as solar.
The number of installations peaked in 2011. Well, that happens to coincide with the maximum funding availability from focus on energy.
Vickerman calls Milwaukee's solar initiative a bright spot. Milwaukee Shines plans to put energy into another solar neighborhood installation early next year. Meanwhile, in a matter of weeks, Helios's high-tech solar panel fabrication equipment will hit the auction block. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.